You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Denver Hoops and Dreams. I see Jack over there vibing to the music. I like it.
Yes, sir.
It's not like we haven't heard that little beat a million times at this point. But welcome back, guys, to Denver Hoops and Dreams. I am your host, Jeremy Nichols, here with my co-host, Jack Balsley. We got Keaton Daily in the building. Hey, it's been a minute, man. A lot of things have happened since the last time you've been on the show.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, the amazing thing.
Absolutely.
But guys, you know how we usually do this, man. Just want to make sure that you guys are doing good. Keaton, I know yesterday was your son's birthday, so
Today.
So you guys did something yesterday and then
got it.
That's what it was. I know you guys went out and stuff yesterday. But
great times, man.
Listen, man, June is a good month, man. You know, for the kids' birthdays.
My
daughter, same thing. I got you. I wanted to, you know, just see how you guys were doing. So Keaton, I'm gonna start with you. Obviously, like I said, about your son's birthday, but how are you? How's the family? How's it going?
Great, man. Best day, man. Celebrating him is the best thing I can ever do, you know.
Right.
He's my world. He's turned six. I can't believe that. Time flies.
Same thing, yeah.
He's awesome. So smart. So he's just perfect. But yeah, man, it was a great time. Great Wolf Lodge. Great place. If you guys haven't been, it's a great place in Colorado Springs. It's awesome.
Very cool. So you were in my neck of the woods. Got you.
Yeah, got you.
Jack, talk to us, man. How you doing, man? How's the family? Everything
good? I mean, as you can tell, I was vibing. Life's good. Just enjoying, you know, the sunshine, and I don't know. Colorado is such a beautiful time during the summer. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty cool. I mean, especially from the difference from last week to now, like that weather last week was pretty insane. You know,
Jeremy, I missed the rain, you guys. I missed the rain. I'm sorry. I was sick of the rain for so long, and now I miss it so much.
It's so hot right now.
I can't deal with it.
Oh, man. And it's funny because, like, you know, prior to getting on here, like I told you guys, I'm doing so much work. And a lot of my work means I have to travel a lot to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm always standing either outside or somewhere with my camera in my hand. And sometimes it's brutal, man. I was in a building the other day doing a photo shoot for somebody with, like, no AC, no nothing. And it was, like, 95 degrees in the room. It was brutal. You know, so it's how it goes, man. It's you know, it's the world of the summertime right now. So me personally, I'm a guy. I much prefer springtime, fall. I mean, winter. Yeah. I messes with winter too. Don't get it twisted. You know, but I don't like summer. I'm sorry to all the summer lovers out there, but I do not
hate it.
When it gets over like 84, 85 degrees, catch me inside, bro.
I'm so picky. I'm hard to please when it comes to weather, man. It is what it is. What can we do about it?
It is what it is. Dude, speaking of it is what it is, have you guys seen the sports show with Cameron and Mace on YouTube? It's actually called It Is What It Is. Oh, right. Okay. When I tell you, and Jack, and I know and I appreciate you for this because I know you you keep the profanity to a minimum on this show out of respect, and I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
But I'm gonna tell you, them dudes on that show, they don't like it's like they curse so much on there that they they don't even monetize the video. So what they do, they bake in their own ads into it them. So like they actually edited like ads into it themselves that people either pay for, or it's their own personal ad. So like it's actually kind of cool to listen to. So like them dudes, like they talked about Jokic. Yeah. They talked about like, you know, obviously the Nuggets winning the championship, and they talked about a clip where Karl Anthony Towns was on the Pat Bev podcast. And then he mentioned a couple things, right? Obviously, he mentioned that, you know, what they did in 3 to 4 months was more impressive than the Nuggets winning the championship, as well as he mentioned that, I think Pat Bev said that Karl Anthony Towns is the best center in the NBA, right? And Cameron and Mace saw that clip. They played it on the show. And the way that they responded to that was it was so gold. They were just like, ain't no damn way y'all think that anybody at this point is better than Jokic. Like, are you crazy? You know, okay, it was cool to see that.
So Kendrick Perkins the other day had a little run-in on First Take with Stephen A. and JJ Redick, and they were talking about how he was breathing heavy because he was upset. He was upset on at the take, and I had to put my mic on mute when you brought that up, because that is such a bad take. I mean, I understand having your own back and you're like talking yourself up. That's cool. I'm all for that. But that's just way too much.
Delusional is what it is. Like that doesn't even make sense. But I just thought it just like when you said it is what it is, it just reminded me of their show and them talking about Jokic, because they were actually at a couple of the finals games, like sitting courtside, right? So they talked about it from that perspective. Like they were like, they were even at they went to one of the games when the Nuggets played the Suns, and they were talking about how Jokic was just eating DeAndre Ayton alive. Like these dudes, like it was the way that they would talk about it, man. You're sitting there like, this is kind of cool to hear, like all the stuff we talked about for months. And now it's validated now. Like, think about this. I'm sure you guys have been seeing a lot of these lists and stuff that have been coming out from The Ringer and ESPN.com and all these different things. Jokic is number one on every single list now. Mm-hmm. When the year started, did you guys foresee that? Jack, like, seriously, did you foresee that the national media, of course, you still got your detractors and all these different guys who are still out there, your Chris Mannixes and all these different guys who don't actually know anything about sports. They just believe so. Did you think that at some point you would see Jokic like nationally number one on the best player
list? Well, of course not. And I think it's kind of just, you know, all because of the fact that he's not very marketable. Right. And as much as we would want him to be, and as much as he is in the city of Denver, nationally, since he doesn't talk too much, he doesn't do the fun ads, he doesn't, you know, talk smack, you know, like he's just, since he's so to himself, for the national media, that's to a fault, which for, you know, more introverted people, they're like, I love a guy like him. Yeah. But I just think that it's one of those things where it is really cool to see. I do kind of miss having that, you know, being the edgy kid who likes the stuff no one likes, you know, with like liking Jokic, liking the Nuggets. So that's kind of how I felt, which is kind of a bummer in that way. But at the same time, I mean, how can you complain about national attention to someone who deserves it more than literally anybody else at this point? And so it's great to see, but it's definitely not a shock. I think that it was definitely, I mean, especially when you guys got guys like Steph Curry, who's revitalized a whole youth generation of shooting. Dude, like, tell me about you know what it. I mean? My like goodness. when you got those guys still performing at high, you know, high basketball, I think it's hard to put Jokic at number one for that, like attention or like the news media attention. Right. So not surprised, but happy to see it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Very cool. Keaton, same thing, man.
It happened fast, you guys. Like, it was obviously, you know, you win a championship, you're put in a different class, right? You just are. It just comes with the territory. And I honestly think in years past, that was what it was, right? Like, he won his MVP and then won back-to-back MVPs. And when he won back-to-back MVPs, that's when they were just like, okay, wait, we need this guy to go to the finals or win a championship. Those were the two things that everyone was talking about. Or not everyone, but a good amount of people, right? And then they look at his postseason the way he did it this year. And he did everything so amazing. And so now they're trying to save face a lot. You know what I mean? That's what I think. That's when I watch these guys who took their turn taking shots at Jokic the whole entire year, last year, year before. They're trying to save face. They're trying to find a way to be right, you know? Yeah. And that's how I take it. You know what I mean? It's victory lap season for me and for all of us. You know, we can go back through Twitter and find all these horrible takes that they had on the Nuggets and Jokic and whoever it is, Jamal Murray, whatever. And it's just victory lap season. And now they're just trying to save face. That's how I see it. Kendrick Perkins, Nick Wright is the ultimate save face guy right now. I've never seen someone do a turnaround like him. So it's nice to see. It's absolutely nice to see, but I also find it funny because they just want to be right.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny, like you said. I mean, the spin right now, especially from Nick Wright, it's, oh my goodness, man, it's pretty insane to watch, because he has, like, you know, the show on FS1, but then he has like his own like side show and podcast and all these things, and he constantly talks about Jokic now, but then he constantly talks about it to say like, I wasn't necessarily wrong about him. It was just that I just wanted to see him prove it to me first, and hello. That's still being wrong, because you pretty much said that he wasn't as good as everybody else. But us as Nuggets fans, we were saying this for months. We were saying, hey, listen, use your eyes. We can see how good this guy really is. So it just, you know, I guess some of the people really needed to see Jokic. And we talked about it, you know, months ago. We talked about what it would take for Jokic to finally get that respect. And we are in that time right now where, you know, like I said, it's now the majority. And Jack, I feel the same way, man. It did feel different when, you know, you're one of those fans where it's like, you know what's happening for real.
Yeah.
But then all these people are still telling you, like, you're delusional. The Nuggets could never win. Jokic is not that good. Yeah. And we're telling people, like, hey, listen, we see what we see right now. When it really happens, y'all gonna be sorry. And then all of a sudden, when it happens now, just like, I mean, it feels good. Don't get me wrong. It feels good. But then now all of a sudden, like, I'm telling you guys, I was playing 2K the other day. Now I'm seeing all these Nuggets people walking around with Jokic jerseys on, yes, and sir, all these 2K lobbies, and they're hitting shots. And then you're seeing this Nuggets logo pop up in the air. It's like this new thing with the jump shots. And it's like, man, like, now, like, I feel, because now we're in the world, we got the bandwagon fans now. Yeah. You got the ones who would have thought that the Nuggets would have bandwagon fans. See? That is insane. Yeah.
That's how I felt about the Broncos.
Yeah, and I think that that's the biggest thing about it, is like, for us as diehard fans as we are, we're so welcoming to the bandwagon fans to a certain extent, as long as they're open and they're honest about, like, we were wrong, you know, and it feels so good that we were right. But we're not, I don't think we're a fan base that throws it in their face. You know what I mean? That's how, maybe we are, like, you know, I don't know, but that's just not how I see it. But it's just, it's nice to have, obviously, the championship, and it's nice to have the Nuggets thought of in a different light now. You know, like you said, Jeremy, you know, you see people wearing Nuggets gear all over now that you didn't think. You know, we were a football town and then a hockey town, and now we're a basketball town. You know what I mean? And we could be a basketball town for a long time to come, because we're so young, and we have a lot of, obviously, Jokic is going to be around for a long time. And so it's nice to see that. And so it's just kind of a different, and it's refreshing to to feel that. And honestly, the pressure's off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think the fans felt the pressure, just maybe not just as much as the players, obviously, but we felt pressure too. You know, yeah. That's why we're fans. We feel the pressure is right along with the players. And yeah. So for us, we get to do these victory laps and enjoy it the same way the players do. And so that's what's so rewarding about it.
I have a question for you guys. So, you know, as we're talking about the national media and stuff, I feel like I see a lot of, you know, criticism, especially towards ex-NFL players speaking on the NBA. You know, I mean, of course, the big name, the biggest name, of course, would be Keyshawn. So shout out to his show being canceled.
I like it.
But, you know, I mean, how do you guys, I mean, I know, I'm of course, I feel like we're all in the similar opinion of, like, people are entitled to their opinions. But I think where it gets me really frustrated is when it's an NFL player doing those grabby, you know, segments and mm-hmm. saying their catchphrases. So, I mean, do you feel like those NFL players? Because, I mean, Brandon Marshall was another one I've seen on, I forgot which podcast it was, but I mean, he had a, you know, Jokic, or maybe just Nuggets, but Jokic complaint. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about NFL players, you know, speaking on the NBA on these national media outlets?
I'll tell you, man, it is disrespectful. Okay. Just like you said, you know, with Keyshawn, and y'all know I'll be getting up on all these people. Once I see it, I'm gonna say something on Twitter. Yeah. I've had my run-ins with a number of people in the national media. but no, I to me it is annoying, because you see a lot of people who comment on it and they're like, dude, you are a terrible NFL player, right? Like even what's his name, Dominique Foxworth, hey, and all that stuff that
no slander, yeah,
but let's be real, was he good on the Broncos though?
Of course not.
Right. No. So what I'm saying is, like,
burned.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's like game. Like you were a terrible player in your own right, right? And I think that's the part of it that trips me out, is because you are in your field, and then you are now, and you aren't even good in your field.
Yeah.
So then you choose to criticize somebody in their field who is literally the best or one of the best. And so it's like, you were never in that type of conversation, yeah. right? So to me, it seems even more disrespectful, because you got to at least be somewhat good at your job. Like, think about this. If let's just say Tom Brady, right? Let's just say Tom Brady says something about Nikola Jokic, and he's like, I mean, he's pretty good. Yeah. Right now, you in your mind, you're like, okay, I still think Brady is delusional, because I think he's better than pretty good. But if you hear that from Drew Lock, right? Yeah. If you hear that same statement from a Drew Lock, it'll hit different, because in your mind, it's like, bro, you're not allowed to say that.
That's right. That's
like, right. You got to at least be somewhat good to then criticize somebody who is the best in their field. So no, as a football player, I think it's extra disrespectful when I hear them criticize Jokic and the players, for real.
Well, see, and so what you're saying, Jeremy, is the quality of the player.
I think it matters.
Means everything from the tape, right?
I think, like, it matters, yes.
Yeah, so quality of the player means everything. And I agree. But here's the thing, though, too, is they're going to say things, whether they mean it or not, because there's, like, some of these takes that some of these guys say, I'm like, you can't mean that. You can't mean that genuinely. You got to sit back and say that just so you can get viewership or clicks or likes or whatever, just to get the needle moving, you know? And so in a lot of ways, especially with ESPN, I know it works in all networks, but ESPN specifically, they do things for viewership, strictly for it.
Right.
Like, obviously, FS1 is going to do the same. I do think they do it less than ESPN. ESPN does it a lot more. They come off with these wild, outrageous takes that are going to get shared and whatever. But, like, NFL, like Keyshawn Johnson, like you said, Jack, he would just ruffle my feathers, man. He would just get me going in the morning. Like, I would wake up and, you know, on YouTube, first thing, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, you know, and I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, here we go, you know, and I try to avoid it, but I just can't. And these, you know, so I get it. I get a certain point where it's like, I got to say this to get the needle moving. Yeah. But then at some point, when are you held accountable for those takes? You know, that's where it's like, okay, wait a minute. How does Kendrick Perkins have a job? You know, even mm-hmm. though he played basketball, you know, he was an NBA player and he's a champion.
But he wasn't good.
Hats off to you, bud. But you got, have some serious explaining to do with some of these things that come out of your mouth, my guy. And then, you know, Keyshawn playing football, stick to that, right? Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I get where that's frustrating, Jack. I get where that's frustrating. But again, Jeremy, like you said, it's the quality of the player. Tom Brady coming out to say those type of things about Jokic, I will give that more credit. Because it's like, okay, you've won.
He knows what it is to be great.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah,
and win at the top level every year. You know what I mean? For such a consecutive time, you know. And so I get that. I get it for sure. You know, like Tom Brady's going to be doing more coverage, and then I'm trying to think of other football players like Dominique Foxworth, like you said. I'm trying to think of other guys that have come out and just. With crazy outrageous takes on the Nuggets, but
I mean, even like LeSean McCoy and Emmanuel Acho and all these dudes, they all have taken their time out of their days to then criticize Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, and a lot of it was really just like it wasn't anything with real substance. It was just their own biased opinion in that moment. Because just, you know, just like we said the other day, it's like, look at even Stephen A. Smith. And of course, he's not a player. But when I say people say things with just it's that are just absolutely baseless, when he said that Nikola Jokic is not known as a post player, which makes absolutely no sense because he literally dominates in the paint. Like,
thank God for JJ Redick.
That's what I'm saying. Like when he did the mic drop and stuff. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, they get on TV. Mm-hmm. And their whole thing is just like, I'm going to say something that's going to rile up the internet. And that's all they do. And the thing
is,
too,
is they don't change. They don't change the way they say things either. At least we're like Stephen A. Smith. He always says the same thing about Jokic. No matter what, he just won a championship.
Tubalard jumping on the curb,
all that stuff. You've been saying this for multiple years. Like, I mean, you're paid multi-million dollars to draw viewership, and you're saying the same exact thing when it comes to the two-time MVP NBA champion. All you can say is you can't jump off a curb. Like, come on, man. Like, come on. You're better than that.
Is he, though? So, is he really?
No. I mean, you got to think. I mean, geez, like, you can't just say the same thing over and over and over again. You got to come up with something different, at least.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I will say there's a pretty strong correlation between talent of NFL player and or even NBA player and their takes and honestly, and even the reason they're on TV, because let's be honest, Tom Brady doesn't need any more money.
No.
Whereas, you know, Kendrick, I think his contract's washed up pretty quick. But
let's be real. He was have you seen the movie The Goon, the hockey movie? Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
Like that is literally what, and he said this himself. Like, he used to call himself an enforcer. That's what he was on a basketball court. Nobody in their lifetime has ever uttered the words, "Hey man, I am practicing a basketball move that I saw Kendrick Perkins do."
Yep.
Nobody.
And he played in a totally different era than it is now.
Correct.
Totally different. You know, with KG and Paul Pierce and that real physical, you know, Detroit Piston, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, Chauncey Billups.
That was rough, what he was.
Basketball. You know, and hats off to him. Like, I tell him that, you know,
I'm keeping my hat on. I'm keeping my hat on, man. Oh, hats off.
He's won a championship. But at the same time, that's what makes it so frustrating. is that he has won a championship, an NBA championship, and he's still blind, completely blind to how truly great Jokic is, because he always finds some crazy thing to come up with an excuse or whatnot, you know?
So the last of this, he had to join the last of the super teams and not even be the superstar.
Oh, not even close. What I'm saying?
He had to be the almost third string center on the super team for him to win a championship. Yeah. But,
dude,
yeah.
Now, quick. I know we're not going to be on here too much longer, but I did have a question for you guys. Obviously, talking about we've been talking about national media, right? But there's something that happens every year after the season. That correlates with the national media and how certain people view certain players. Mm-hmm. This is called the ESPY Awards, okay? Now, I have been seeing, though, because the voting is still available right now for the ESPY Awards, but our guy, Nikola Jokic, is on there numerous times, as well as the Nuggets. So Nikola Jokic is on the list for best athlete in just all men's sports. So he's going up against Aaron Judge, Patrick Mahomes, and Lionel Messi. So he's got some stiff competition in that one. That one's going to be tough. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I don't know, because if you think about it internationally, Messi might get that because of the amount of, like, think about soccer as a whole and the amount of votes that look at the money they make, dude. Did y'all see them contracts that they're being offered?
Just for him
just came over to the US. MLS too.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
total it's needle mover, man.
The level of just financial support that's behind soccer players right now. I am still mad that I stopped playing soccer. Like, no, for real. Like when I fractured my ankle, man, like, I think about that to this day now. Like, bro, they offered this man 3 years, $1 billion. Bro, are you insane? Yeah.
Plus equity in the team too,
dude. That is that's like, because I think that's what they had offered him, like, in Saudi Arabia, and I think he turned that down. And then he took the MLS deal instead of the stake, and I think he just didn't want to go play in Saudi Arabia.
Okay,
that's all it was.
Got it.
But they offered him like 3 years, over $1 billion, literally.
Yeah.
Like, that don't even make sense. Like, that is a whole bunch of really good NBA players careers combined.
Yeah.
In a 1 year, yeah. Like, that's insane. So he's on that one as well. He's also in the best championship performance, going up against Messi again, Leon Edwards and Rose Zhang. I believe that's golf. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm Mahomes.
So Rose and Zhang is UFC. So is Leon Edwards. And I got to, I'm just real quick side note. I was live for that Leon Edwards knockout.
Oh, really?
Of Kamaru Usman. And that was insane. Oh my God. I literally fell over in my chair into a puddle of beer and never, ever, ever forget it. I was so shocked. Literally 1 minute left in the fight and a head kick knockout. That's crazy.
That's pretty awesome. Kind of scrolling through here, I'm actually seeing Jamal Murray in the best comeback athlete. Hey. So he's going up against Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, Justin Verlander, the pitcher, John Jones, and then Jamal Murray. So best comeback athlete. That one's going to be interesting too.
I think Jamal could get that.
I think Jamal might, he might have a chance. Yeah, he might have a chance.
Verlander's just coming back from being old. Come on.
Come on. Let me see what. So the Nuggets are on the best team list against the Chiefs, the Vegas Aces, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Vegas Golden Knights, the Louisiana
Sooners.
The Sooners are on there.
For softball.
Okay. Yeah. And then the Georgia Bulldogs.
And then, Jeremy, I did see that best parade celebration was in there somewhere mixed
really?
In there.
Mike Malone
is on that list.
Love that.
He's on there. He's top of the list. He won that one. I'm just kidding.
That is funny. Listen, man. And then I think the last one that I saw – best NBA player. Now, this one, Jokic should win because he's going up against Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, and Joel Embiid. So, at this point, it's got to be Jokic, bro. Like, if they hand that SP to Joel Embiid,
oh, we're rioting.
Oh, trust me. Right. Oh, I'm already ready. My tweet's already made. All I gotta do is hit submit. Ain't no way. But no, it's because I know Jokic was on there last year. I think it was Jokic, Steph, Luka, and Embiid. I think those were the four last year. And if I remember correctly, Steph won it. But out of these four, it's got to be Jokic, man. Like that don't even make sense for anybody else. Like Jason Tatum, like does anybody truly believe Jason Tatum is better than Jokic?
Not even close.
Like you saw it. Like I'm talking about, you had Sixers fans taking making apology videos, apology podcasts again. And I'm talking about there's a guy who he would tear Jokic a new one. Every time he would get on Twitter, every time he would get on his podcast, he had this huge apology video basically saying, like, dude, I was wrong. Like, I sat there and I watched Jokic and the Nuggets throughout the entire playoffs, and he did every single thing that I wanted Joel Embiid to do. And to hear that from a diehard Sixers fan, it was beautiful. Right. So I just thought that was kind of funny. I wanted to bring up the SP awards because I think it is kind of cool to see the Nuggets and Jokic and Jamal Murray being listed on all these things now. And you know, it's definitely something that I've already voted for all Denver related stuff on those lists. Yeah. You already know what it is.
Oh yeah.
they did have a MLB thing on there, and I saw my boy Paul Goldschmidt on there. So I had to click his name real fast. Nah, I had to vote for my boy Goldie, man, although he's kind of trashy.
Man, Cardinals are right there with the Rockies this year, man.
Dude, it's bad.
Sorry,
it's
that's rough.
Bad. No, hey, listen, man. It's all you good. It's all good. 25-1 bad. Yeah, that 25-1 was nasty work. That was nasty work. But listen, guys, last thing here before we head out. Something came out today. A video. I really don't even know where it is, so I can't necessarily credit the person, but there was a video, and there were like subtitles and stuff on it. But you saw Jamal Murray talking about, and he did mention the Nuggets winning a championship, and then he also mentioned congrats to Bruce Brown getting an extension. Now, when he said Bruce Brown getting an extension, was Jamal actually speaking to something knowledge-wise that he already knows or that we're not privy to about Bruce Brown in the upcoming free agency period? I believe it starts July 1st. But do you think he knows something that we're just, and it just kind of slipped out, or do you think he just said that just to kind of ruffle the people? Because listen, you know, he can do that as well. Keaton, what did you like when you saw that clip? What was the first thing that went through your mind?
Man, you know, I've been shouting from the rooftops about Bruce Brown getting an extension. So I just have this feeling in my stomach that he's getting it, you know, and so that just reaffirms it. You know, Jamal, I truly do think behind the scenes, Bruce Brown is going to get an extension. And I think that video doesn't obviously confirm it by any means, but it definitely adds more fuel to it. You know, I would say obviously Jamal's going to know some more than, you know, obviously they're talking, they're friends. They just won a championship together. They're going to talk a little bit, at least about the future. And that's got to have some weight there, right? Like I think the Nuggets know how important Bruce Brown is to the team, obviously. And Jamal for sure knows. And I guarantee you they've had at least 1, 2, 3 conversations about it. And he's not breaking any news by any means, but he's definitely giving you some breadcrumbs, I think.
Bruce Brown is doing the same thing, though. You saw what he's putting on Instagram and Twitter and all this type of stuff. Like, he's constantly posting pictures of him.
He's a diehard Boston fan, right? Mm-hmm. He's a diehard Boston fan. Boston Red Sox, even a Celtics fan before NBA stuff. He was a Celtics fan, all that. And so he'll post pictures of Red Sox stuff and Celtics stuff. And I'm like, I don't fall for that because he's a fan of sports. Like, he goes to Rockies games all the time. He supports the Avs nonstop. You know, he's obviously a Nugget, you know, so he's just a sports fan Boston. So he's practicing in Boston, not because he wants to be a Celtic. He's wearing Nuggets gear in Boston, shooting at a gym. Okay. So I'm not, I don't follow that. I follow what he posts. You know, he posted a picture in the locker room, sitting in a chair. You know, I don't know how else to, he was wearing his championship shirt, all that stuff. You can't, you cannot win a championship and bring and be a big part of it. Okay. Bringing the Nuggets their very first championship and not want to taste that again. You just can't, especially being your first one. That's your first one too.
Yeah.
You know? And so that has to be an addicting feeling. And we have a great group of guys. And I know for a fact that they're going to make something work for Bruce, whether it be this year or next when he gets his extension. But I truly think they're going to move some stuff around to get him his money. And it's probably going to happen early. I really do think that.
Gotcha. Jack, talk to us. What did you think?
I mean, yeah, Keaton crushed it. I would agree with, I mean, all everything he said. I think I would really hark down or whatever the hell that thing is, phrase is. But on, you know, I tweeted about it too with him on in Boston. And right. They were like, he's wearing Tatum shoes. And of course, he's decked out in Nuggets championship gear. But like, it's stuff like that. And I tweeted about like, remember, this man is born and raised in Boston. Like, he's gonna wear that, or he's gonna support, or like, I think he also had like an Instagram of him in like, he just was black screened with like the location of Boston, Massachusetts. And it's like, like, stop overthinking things, people. And it, granted, my mind goes there too. So I'm not saying like that I'm not above it, but
he's doing it on purpose though.
Oh, for sure. He loves playing with people's emotions, like in a fun way, not in like a manipulative way. But I think that like, I think he's really utilized. And I think the more fun I see him have, the more confirms he'll come back, because I think he's trying to like, you know, just play with everybody. Like, where am I going to go? Yeah. I'm just going to resign. You know, like, yeah. I feel like 9 times out of 10, I feel like that's what I see happen. Like, where's this guy going? And they all just end up resigning where they're at. So we'll see. I thought it was funny that today when that Jamal quote came out, it was also quoted that one of the biggest teams that has interest in him is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I tweeted something about it too, saying that's probably the worst outcome that could ever happen.
Yeah. I would not want him on the Lakers.
He would get booed out of the building.
And I think not. There was a report too about like after that, about how he showed no interest here. He shows no interest in the Lakers, which I would assume. So they're not really a playoff or a championship team yet. Yeah. So I think if he's going anywhere, it's someone who's ready. So that's why I also kind of dispel the rumors about Dallas, because while he would be a great asset, by no means, I think Dallas would really be more for a money grab, which he just doesn't really, as people talk about him earning like as much as he can. I totally agree with that, but he also just doesn't fit that personality type. So it's like, that's where I can kind of like, I'm not sure where he ends up, but I really just, my heart of hearts, don't think it's about money. Like, of course it's about money. You gotta promote yourself.
Yeah.
Like that, by all means, you have to promote yourself and know what you're worth. And I think he does, but to Keaton's point, I just think he knows exactly what's going on here. He knows the chemistry. He knows, you know, he just won his first championship here. With him playing, he has the ability to add on to that, his rings. Like, does he want 5 on all fingers on one hand? Like, there's a chance, if just based on Denver's health and everything. And of course, I'm not saying they're going to 5-peat, but hey, they might.
It's possible.
But, but I just think that, like, he's very self-aware. So I think that, you know, he's not one of these immature young NBA guys that just goes chases a bag. I do think that he really calculates all of that.
If Calvin Booth sat down with Bruce Brown and said, hey, like, we can pay you $8 million this year.
No.
But I promise you, next year, we're going to give you the money that you deserve.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that he would sign the dotted line right now. He probably, genuinely feeling, I truly feel like he has a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Done. Yeah.
I think so.
I think he's one of the very first dominoes to fall on June 30th at 4 p.m. Literally, yeah. I think at 4:05, we'll know exactly Bruce Brown's going to be a Denver Nugget for 2-3 years. You know, I truly don't know what our cap situation is, because all these goofy numbers kind of go, like the mid-level exemption, oh, yeah, and a, like the second apron, and all these different things. Like, I wish I had Woj on speed dial, or, you know, to shoot him a text. But I, you know, I just, like, they have all these different, like, lingo, and like, I know that we can offer him like 7.8 million, right, is my understanding.
Yeah. Correct.
For this year. Yeah. But if we, I know we can move stuff around to create money, right? To create cap. And, you know, I don't want to let go of any vets, you know, but mm-hmm. what's DeAndre Jordan's cap hit? What's Jeff Green? Even though I appreciate what Jeff Green did for us, he had big moments. But, like, just move those guys around.
Yeah, a number of those guys are, like, unrestricted free agents now. So, like, a number of them, they're, like, their contracts are actually coming off the books. Right now, the most of our money and the cap is really our starters, right? Because yeah. now – because obviously we've been talking about, you know, certain players, but this new CBA thing that's coming – that's in the works right now, it's very hard. It is going to be very hard to have – three max contracts on your, you know, on your roster, and then right. adding extra pieces. Like they're kind of cutting that off.
Okay. Tim Connelly was handing those out.
He was just giving it to everybody, dude. Like, shoot. I'm like, yo, let me get like 50,000. I hit a couple threes for y'all. Let me get a couple.
Love the guy.
You know what I mean? So I thought that was interesting to see, because yeah, I mean, the starters are locked in, right? Jokic's 40 whatever it is million hits next season. Jamal is in line for an extension as well. You already know Michael Porter's 33 million is going to hit next season too, which we're going to talk about next season. But yeah, I think at this point it's like, and the KCP is locked in. So your Aaron Gordon is locked in too. So your main core of this team is locked in for the first, well, at least for the next two seasons, right?
Right.
So I think that's something you could build on, and it's going to be interesting to see, obviously, going into next year.
But, see, I even heard that Jamal is eligible for a 3-year, $144 million extension.
Like, I don't know. Cool. I don't know what he's like.
Get
what he
that
can
money, Jamal.
For.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but, sir. Like, get that money.
It's going to be interesting. We'll see, obviously, over the next couple of days. Obviously, it's what, 2 days away now until we really find out all these different things. But I did have one last, I don't even want to say it's a question, but it's more of a statement. But I will phrase it as a question for you guys, as well as for everybody listening. Answer this question in your head. Does Bones Highland deserve a ring? All right, guys, I'll catch you guys.
No, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. Catch that airplane somewhere else.
I just wanted to throw that out there, because, you know, people were talking about, like, after the season, they were like, hey, you know, there's certain guys who can get a ring because they were on the roster, but then the team has to.
No. Okay. Monte Morris deserves that ring.
Yeah. You better hand it off to him.
I just wanted to throw that out there. I appreciate you guys doing that. But listen, y'all.
We caught it. We threw it away.
This was cool, man. I appreciate you guys hopping on here. I know, obviously, over the next couple of weeks, we'll see how things go. Jack will talk about, you know, everything moving forward with the show and all these different ideas that we have, just different things that could be happening. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting, and even going into next season, we'll have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. But yeah, guys, this is it. We'll find out obviously on Friday. We'll see what the Nuggets are gonna do in free agency. We'll start seeing those. You know, it's time for Calvin Booth to get back in his bag. You know, you make your moves. He obviously was very successful last offseason, and all we want is progress, and we want this thing to continue. So,
and we want Bruce Brown.
And we want Bruce Brown. That is an
bring
absolute
Bruce
fact.
Brown back, please.
That is it.
That is one it. Last comment, because I wasn't here for the last episode. Change the rules with NBA draft hats. I swear to God, if they get these players traded, and but they're still like, there's of course the picture of Kobe Bryant with his Charlotte Hornets.
We're
well experienced with that. Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert.
Like, just get that shit out of here. I'm sorry. I'll finish with demonetizing us. Get that out of here. I'm so done with it. I don't want to see these guys. And they don't even get their fun pictures or like the really proper pictures because they're not on the right team. Get out of here. All right.
It's like, it's like if you already know that they're getting traded, right?
Yeah,
like
in the hat.
Like you know it in the moment. Like they even say it before. They're like, hey, this pick is for this team. And it's like, but then why is he wearing the hat of the team that it's not really going to? It doesn't. So no, I feel you on that, Jack. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Just the aesthetics of it is just like, bro, what exactly are we watching? Yeah, that's how it is, y'all. But like I said, y'all, this is Denver Hoops and Dreams. We will be back post free agency, right? Because we need to find out. We need to know. Once Bruce Brown is official and he is back on the team, we'll be back on here. We'll talk about that. We'll see what else happens on that day. Any other interesting moves that happens around the league that could potentially affect the Nuggets, unless it happens in Detroit, because then it won't affect the Nuggets. But then we'll see. We'll see how Friday.
If this Charlotte podcast ends up getting into Bruce Brown's ear, I want to let you know, Bruce, we love you. We need you. We want you. We want you to be a lifetime Nugget. Let's go.
Bruce Brown, a Nugget for life. That's the statement.
That's the title. That's the title of the episode.
Bruce Brown is a Nugget for life. That's all it is. All right, boys. Listen, this was cool, man. For everybody listening, we appreciate you guys, you know, being with us throughout this entire season. I know everybody's kind of busy and stuff throughout the summer and all that right now. And you know, not the Nuggets won. Everybody's just kind of relaxing and stuff. But we still appreciate the listens, the downloads, all those different things. But we will be back with our next episode after free agency officially begins. But until next time, this is Denver Hoops and Dreams signing off. Peace.
Have a great night, guys.
Yep.